You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Holy See has confirmed that the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, will travel to Moscow in September. Parolin's journey to Russia comes in the wake of his visits to Belarus and to Ukraine in the past 2 years, signalling the Vatican's continuing engagement with Eastern Europe and its desire to continue to support the Christians in the region. In an exclusive interview with an Italian newspaper, Cardinal Parolin pointed out that the Holy See's support for Christians in Eastern Europe has never waned, not even in the darkest of years. He said that the Vatican has always given great value to its relationship with Eastern Europe and with Russia, and he recalled the Tsar Nicholas I's 2 meetings with Pope Gregorius XVI in 1845, and of how the pontificate of Pius IX began in 1847 with an agreement by which both the government and the Holy See played a part in filling vacant Latin Church episcopal sees in Russia and in its Polish provinces. Parolin described the continuing relationship between the Vatican and Russia as a patient, constructive and respectful dialogue. It is crucially important, he said, especially regarding those issues that are at the root of current conflicts or that risk triggering further tensions. In this sense, the question of peace and the quest for solutions to the various crises should be placed above any national or partial interest. There cannot be winners or losers, Cardinal Parolin stressed. I am convinced that it is the mission of the Holy See to insist on this fact. The Catholic Church's diplomacy is a diplomacy of peace, Parolin explained. It is not driven by political, ideological, or economic interests, and for this reason, it is free to pursue the path to the common good and to denounce the catastrophic effects a self-referenced vision can have on all. I'm Linda Bordoni.